WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortese. Well, it's true. Some repairs on your home can certainly be put off. Others, however, need immediate attention. While it's never fun to think about how things can go wrong around our houses, planning ahead and preparing is certainly smart. That way, when emergencies do develop, you can stay calm, hopefully, and make the right moves. Here's some tips on handling a couple of the most difficult home interior emergencies you might ever encounter, starting with burst pipes. Few things can spread chaos as quickly as a broken water line, spurting water everywhere in your home. Now, your first priority is to contain that, right? If the pipe has an individual shutoff, well, then you're in good shape to just turn off that line. However, in the event of a major pipe break, you'll need to find your main shutoff. So you should know where that is and go look for it now and make sure that it's easy to turn on and off. Now, if you don't already know where it is, find it before it becomes an emergency. If you have to figure it out on your own, main water valves are usually located somewhere in the corner of your basement, usually on the side of the house closest to the street. Now, next on the list is a power outage. Many elements might be responsible for a power outage. If your power goes out, your first step is to identify exactly how much of the power is out, if not all. If it's just a part of your house, well, maybe you just jumped a breaker. So head to the panel box, see if there's any breakers jumped. If that doesn't work, or if the problem extends beyond that single or couple outlets, check the panel. Use a flashlight or a light on your phone to see if it's as simple as the trip breaker. Most trip breakers revert back to the center, so if any of the breakers have tripped, flip them from the off position to the on. If this doesn't help, you might need the help of an electrician. Nothing could be more serious around the house than a gas leak. Leaking gas is the most dangerous possible emergency. The most immediate sign is the distinct smell, rotten egg, sulfur smell. You might also notice a hissing sound, or people in the house could have some carbon monoxide symptoms, dizziness, headache, fatigue. Now, if you believe your home is leaking gas, you need to stay calm, but you need to get everybody out of the house. This is a hazardous situation. Don't open windows. Don't make a phone call. Don't even turn on any light switches. The spark could cause an ignition of the gas. If your car is in the garage, don't try to start it. Once you're at a safe distance from your home, call 911 immediately. Now, carbon monoxide detectors will not go off at a gas leak. So that's the reason that you smell gas, that smell is actually put into the gas. Carbon monoxide detectors will only go off with unspent, improperly vented exhaust from a furnace or a hot water tank. Lastly, flooded basements. Many things can lead to a flooded basement. A large amount of rain, poorly sloped lawn, a failed sump pump, or even clogged gutters. Whatever the case, once your basement starts filling with water, you need to move quick. The first step is to remove the items that may be damaged from that water. You want to prevent any rot. Then you need to address the cleanup. Now, if you can determine the cause of the problem and solve it quickly, of course, then do that. It will usually be out of your hands if it's something that might be something more complicated than a sump pump reset. You may need to bring in a professional. Work quickly to dry the basement, though. A wet vac or a dehumidifier can help you remove the water. Also, a big fan to move the air. This will be an important thing to prevent mold. And if mold starts to grow, well, then we have a bigger problem. Hey, if you missed any of this, or if you want to hear it one more time, well, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you, and I will be here for you each and every Saturday morning at 10, where I've been for 36 years. It's Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.